Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Dialogue on Dialogue. Welcome back. In this series, we are walking alongside friend of the pod, Benjamin Franklin, through his autobiography to discover what his remarkable life can still teach us about learning, character, success, and becoming just a little bit better every single day. This is part 16. Replace opinions with experiments. Have you ever been absolutely certain you were right, only to discover later that you weren't? Benjamin Franklin understood something many of us forget. Opinions are cheap. Evidence is priceless. In today's chapter, Franklin becomes one of the world's leading scientists of the day. Not because he claims to have the answers, but because he's willing to ask better questions. Franklin tells us that his fascination with electricity began almost by accident. A friend of his returned from London carrying a simple glass tube that was used for electrical demonstrations. By rubbing the tube, small electrical effects could be produced. Most people found it entertaining. Franklin found it irresistible. His curiosity took over. Rather than simply watching demonstrations, he wanted to understand why they worked. Soon, Franklin had local glassmakers producing similar tubes so that he could continue the experimenting himself. One experiment led to another. Each answer generated new questions. Franklin carefully observed the results, recorded his findings, and constantly refined his ideas. He followed what we now recognize as the scientific method: observe, test, revise, repeat. As his knowledge grew, Franklin even enlisted a neighbor to travel around and give public demonstrations of these fascinating experiments. Science for Franklin wasn't something hidden away in a laboratory. It was something to be shared with ordinary people. Eventually, Franklin organized his observations into a series of letters and sent them to the famed Royal Society of London. At first, many scholars dismissed the silly American's ideas, but other scientists repeated his experiments and confirmed his conclusions. Opinions began to change. Franklin's explanation of electricity gradually became the accepted understanding throughout much of Europe. One story from this chapter especially caught my attention. A French scientist publicly promoted a competing theory of electricity. Franklin could have easily entered into a lengthy public battle. Instead, he chose not to. He believed his time was better spent conducting additional experiments than arguing over competing opinions. He was also concerned that extended public arguments might be misunderstood through the English to French translation. Rather than trying to win the debate, Franklin allowed the evidence to speak for itself. His experiments were simple, that others could repeat them if they so choose. Truth, he believed, should be demonstrated, not merely defended. During this remarkable period of his life, Franklin also conducted the famed experiment during a thunderstorm. Although often simplified in popular stories, the experiment helped to demonstrate that lightning and electricity were fundamentally the same phenomena. From these discoveries came one of Franklin's most practical inventions, the lightning rod. By safely directing electrical energy to the ground, it dramatically reduced fires caused by lightning strikes. Once again, Franklin wasn't interested in merely discovering the knowledge. He wanted knowledge that improved people's lives. So here are a few of the lessons that I picked up from this chapter. Lesson one, stay curious. Franklin's scientific career began with a simple question. Wonder how that works. Curiosity was shaped nearly in every chapter of this autobiography, whether studying writing or business or politics or electricity. Franklin never stopped asking questions. Growth begins where curiosity begins. Lesson number two, test your assumptions. Franklin didn't build theories from opinions. He built them from experiments. When something surprised him, he didn't ignore it. He investigated it. We can do the same. Instead of asking, what do I believe? Perhaps you should ask, what evidence would change my mind? Lesson number three, spend more time building than arguing. One of my favorite moments in this chapter is Franklin's decision not to engage in prolonged dispute with another scientist. He chose experiments over arguments. It's a lesson that feels especially relevant today. Energy spent proving you're right is often energy that's not spent discovering what is true. Lesson number four, knowledge should improve lives. Franklin never pursued science simply to impress people. His discoveries became practical inventions. The lightning rod protected homes. His experiments pursued understanding. For Franklin, learning wasn't complete until it served others. Knowledge reaches its highest purpose when it becomes useful. So reading this chapter, I realized that Benjamin Franklin approached science the same way he approached nearly every part of his life. He observed carefully. He experimented patiently. He shared generously. He improved continuously. The subject happened to be electricity in this chapter, but the habit of lifelong learning, and maybe that's the deeper lesson. We all need to become inventors. Sorry, we don't all need to become inventors, but we can all become better observers. We can all become better learners, and we can all replace a few opinions with experiments, because that's how Franklin discovered lightning rods, and perhaps it's also how we discover better ways to live. So remember, my dear listeners, the lessons are older than we are, and they are just as relevant today.